We're now going to hear from some Washington, D.C. residents who have some very distinct opinions on the matter. We have Eugene DeWitt Kinlow, Public Affairs Director for D.C. Vote, and Mark Lerner, a Washington, D.C.-based libertarian blogger. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hello.
Eugene, let's begin with you. Voting rights in Washington, that's been a longstanding issue going back, as we said, many, many years when the 23rd Amendment was passed, giving them the right to vote in presidential elections. The issue, though, now, as I discussed with Theola just a moment ago, is the constitutionality of giving D.C. citizens a voting representative in Congress. But the Constitution isn't really clear on this, is it?
Well, let me just say that there are two areas in the Constitution that proponents and opponents take guidance from. The Constitution speaks about the relationship between the House of Representatives, and the people, and says that the House of Representatives shall be comprised of citizens from the several states. Well, Washington, D.C. is a District of Columbia, and in fact, when the Constitution was written, the District of Columbia had not been created yet. Proponents of D.C. voting rights look toward guidance to another section of the Constitution, which speaks to the power that Congress has, the exclusive plenary powers it has in jurisdiction over the District of Columbia. We believe that Congress can provide a vote with simple legislation.
Now, Eugene, I know that you have a different point of view, and I'd like to hear it, but I also want to ask you this question, because either way, it is expected that this matter could go all the way to the United States Supreme Court. But in the meantime, the battle on Capitol Hill is over. In addition to the issue of your interpretation of the Constitution, some very controversial amendments that are being offered as a way to scuttle the bill, one of them having to do with the district's strict gun control laws. My question is this a legitimate way to handle such an important matter?
Well, we believe, and many citizens and our elected officials believe, that our elected officials should make rules and regulations and laws for our people, that Congress should not come in and make rules exclusively for the District of Columbia and not other states. We don't see Congress trying to enact strong or different gun laws for the rest of the country. No, they're doing it here because they realize that we don't have a vote in Congress, and we don't have any political weight. So they're using this as a test case. I believe that there will be enough votes to succeed in passing this in the House and in the Senate. And you're right. Currently, Senator Ensign is pushing an amendment that will open up gun access and delete gun restrictions that are already on the books for the District of Columbia. We believe that we'll be successful. Now, to talk about a point that you mentioned with Theola earlier, actually, we will have the support of President Obama. He was a co-sponsor of the legislation last year and has indicated if the bill gets to him, he will sign it.
Eugene, I went to you by mistake. I was trying to raise that question for Mark. I apologize. Mark, let me repeat it for you just in case I wasn't clear.
Sure.
I'd like to know whether or not you think that this is a legitimate way to oppose the measure, and speak briefly to what your opposition is based around.
Sure. Let me start by saying I am a 30-year Washington, D.C. resident. I am very interested in having representation in both houses of Congress. I have on my car the license plate that says no taxation without representation. So this issue is very dear to me. On the other side, though, I don't think we should be playing around with the U.S. Constitution. And to disagree with what Eugene said earlier, the Constitution is very clear on this matter. Article 1, Section 2 says the House of Representatives shall be elected by people of the several states, and D.C. is not a state. And it's not just me that says this. I'm, of course, not a constitutional lawyer, but Ela Shapiro from the Cato Institute has written a column that says the exact same thing, that this is an unconstitutional move and should not be approved. In reference to your question as to whether amendments could be offered, I think that's just the way Congress operates, that standard operating procedure in Congress. I think I will agree for a second with Eugene that this will pass both houses of Congress. I think it'll be signed by the president, and I'm totally confident that the Supreme Court will overrule it.
Now, are you of the opinion that even with the attempt to offer bipartisan balance by putting a congressional seat in the state of Utah, a Republican one, that that's not sufficient?
No, I think that's a scheme. And I don't think we should be playing games with the U.S. Constitution. It's a very solemn document. It's very clear. Just let me talk about the district clause for a second, because I think any reasonable person would come to the conclusion that the district clause does not allow Congress to just approve representatives for the district, because if that were true, they could decide the district would have 6 representatives to the House and 5 to the Senate. It makes absolutely no sense.
So there's disagreement. You both agree on the interpretation of the Constitution. Mark, you would be what we would call a strict constructionist of the Constitution in this regard.
That's correct.
And in your case, Eugene, you think that the Constitution allows for a broader interpretation, which would give Congress the power to, in fact, provide voting rights to the citizens of the district.
And that's correct. And what happens is Mark pointed on one point, it touched on one part of the Constitution, and I talked about another part
about
of
another
the Constitution.
Part. All right.
So how does that get resolved? It gets resolved through the courts. The bill provides for an expedited judicial review so that it will be met in the courts and they'll decide this question if there is a challenge.
Well, it certainly has been a question that has been ongoing for many, many, many years, and hopefully a resolution will be reached this time around. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eugene DeWitt Kinlow is the Public Affairs Director for D.C. Vote. Mark Lerner is a Washington, D.C.-based libertarian blogger. They both joined us from the studios of NPR in Washington, D.C.